Ukraine security issue.
As of July 8th, the 135th day of Ukraine's heroic resistance to Russian invaders, their army was reported to have lost almost 37,000 troops, about 1,650 tanks, 2,800 armored vehicles, and almost 500 battle aircraft. However, Moscow never counts human lives in its maniacal desire to destroy Ukraine. The Donbas is currently the epicenter of fighting. According to Serhii Haidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration, the Russian forces keep trying to reach the region's administrative borders and incessantly shelling the last remaining Kyiv-controlled villages. The invaders know that there are peaceful civilians in those villages and fire rockets and artillery shells at houses. There have again been civilian casualties in the past 24 hours, Haidai said on Friday. He also said that the city of Severodonetsk, captured by the Russians last week, is now on the verge of a humanitarian disaster. There are no water, gas, or electric power supplies in the almost completely ruined city. Russian soldiers loot houses and apartments that have survived. Every day, the National Police receives dozens of complaints about destroyed and looted homes, Haidai said. The Donetsk region is also on fire. Its governor, Pavlo Kirilenko, reported 21 civilians killed over the past 24 hours and almost 600 since the start of the war. In the south of Ukraine, the most intensive and ruinous Russian strikes were reported from the city of Mykolaiv and several towns and villages in the region. In the neighboring Kherson region, according to Natalia Humanyuk, spokeswoman for the South Operative Command, the Ukrainian forces are gradually moving the front line southwards, while the Russians try to hold their defensive positions and increase their naval presence in the Black Sea.
Вони переймаються через відсутність свого захисту відтепер, коли так званий гарнізон на острові Зміїний зачищено і немає.
They are concerned about the loss of their shield on Snake Island after their so-called garrison was exterminated and their anti-aircraft defense was destroyed there. Now they keep the distance from the Ukrainian shores while increasing and reformatting their naval presence in the Black Sea. At present, they have 4 ships and 2 submarines, armed with cruise missiles, a total of 40. They also have 3 big landing ships, but they have been unable to launch a landing operation for several months. They must have understood that a landing operation would fail, so they kept them at a safe distance just to maintain tension and psychological pressure, said Natalia Humanyuk. Russian shelling again caused fires on crop fields in the Zaporizhia region that spread to north, to the Dnipropetrovsk region. The fires were put out, but wheat was destroyed on an area of 20 hectares. Numerous similar cases reported almost every day suggest that Russia deliberately destroys Ukrainian crops. Residents of the village of Plavni have been living without water, gas, and electricity supplies for more than 4 months. Before the war, its population was 700, and 120 that stayed, mostly elderly and disabled people, barely survive. Neither ambulances nor humanitarian aid can reach them. The only power generator works 2 hours a day to pump drinking water from an artesian well. They complain that it is too little, but the worst is constant shelling. We are here like homeless outcasts. We cook on campfire and save every drop of water that we keep in flasks. The generator only works 2 hours a day, but there is not enough water for all, because we can't fill our water tower, so we save it. This flask is for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We were walking over there along the dam, and shells flew to the houses. We just stood frozen, not knowing what to do, lie down or stand or run. How could we get to the bus? Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba has once again called on international partners to cool Russia's imperialistic ambitions. In his online address to the 2-day G20 foreign ministers meeting that took place on Bali Island, Indonesia, He said that task number one for the entire civilized world is to put Russia in its place. The Ukrainian leadership has repeatedly stressed that if Ukraine surrendered, it would cease to exist as a state and a nation, and that Russia's aggression threatens not only Ukraine, but the entire world with food and energy crises. Currently, 22 million tons of crops are blocked in Ukrainian ports. Since the start of the war on February 24th, Ukraine has only exported 5.2 million tons of agricultural products. Until then, the country had exported between 4 million and 5 million tons of grain per month, mostly through its seaports. As the G20 ministerial showed, it seemed difficult for the Russians to endure the international community's condemnation. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov even ran away from the G20 foreign ministers meeting, where other ambassadors ignored him. In particular, they refused to take a traditional concluding photo with him. On Thursday, the first day of the G20 conference, representatives of the G7 countries refused to attend the official dinner because of Lavrov's presence. But the bloody dictator Putin is not going to capitulate. He has turned Ukraine into a huge laboratory for cynically testing its people's endurance. And although the Ukrainian soldiers demonstrate incredible fighting morale, Ukraine is unlikely to win this war without the military help from its Western partners.